fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
Inside 20, I've got a bone to pick with Tommy over some bad advice he dished out last week that blew up in my face over the weekend.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, really?
Well,
you shouldn't.
I just don't think I've ever given bad advice, so I want to know how it's gone bad.
Today's the day. But over the weekend, Champy, something happened to me for the first time in my life, and I just want to share it with everyone to make sure that more people are doing it. I experienced responsible service of waitering.
Of waitering, you
now,
say?
Now, you're familiar with the responsible service of alcohol, obviously, where bartenders can cut you off, basically. If they think you're getting a little bit too merry, they can say, I'm sorry, I cannot reasonably give you any more alcohol.
Mm.
And this same principle was applied to a waiter I had over the weekend. We're at a very nice restaurant for Brew and I, my boyfriend's 3-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So we're in the mood to celebrate, obviously, and with that means a lot of food. So we're sitting there with the waitress, and my boyfriend and I have gotten into the habit of when we've got a big menu, we write down in our phones, in our notes, everything we want. So when the waitress comes, we can just be like, all these things, please. So we don't waste her time. We don't waste our time.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So we go through the menu, and then we write it in our notes, and then we revise that note.
That is so unnecessary.
We consolidate and then consolidate again. But we rattled off our note to the waitress, and she stopped us about 3/4 of the way in, and she went, that's a lot of food. I would recommend stopping there or maybe removing one of the side dishes or altering your antipasto. And I just, my mouth dropped open. I was gobsmacked. I have never experienced a waiter or waitress tell me I've ordered too much. Usually they're like, yeah, order it, you big fatties. It's, you know, bigger paycheck for them at the end of the day.
So were you a bit insulted when she told you that?
No, I was more grateful. I hate wasting food. You know, I'm on this crusade of to stop wasting food, whether it be my own cooking or at a restaurant. So for her to say, that's too much, you're not going to eat that. I was just like, thank you. That is responsible service of waitering. More waiters need to do that.
Were you in agreement with her when your food did come?
You know what? When I looked at it, I thought, she doesn't know me. I could eat 3 of these, the serving of pasta.
Yeah.
But as I got through it, she was talking about the creaminess and the richness of the sauce. She knew what she was talking about, Tommy, because I was full.
Okay.
Content. And not even like food coma, just content. And I just left going, thank you.
That's the perfect level you need to get to.
Yeah, save me money, save me feeling guilty for wasting food.
Mm.
And I just left being like, I'm going to come back purely because responsible service of waitering.
Well, waiters out there, if you see someone ordering too much, tell them, because as a consumer, everyone's eyes are bigger than their stomach and we need you to help us out.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.
13, 12, 16, we want to hear from you. Did they hate the present? That's the question we're asking now. And Tommy, we just want to set this up.
Oh, no.
By picking a bone with you.
No.
In relation to some bad advice you gave me last week. Now, you know, and I'm very willing to admit that I'm not big with the fashion. I don't know what's cool. I see certain things and I like them personally and I put them with other things I like. And sometimes I miss the mark and that's on me and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So when I wanted to buy my boyfriend an anniversary present in the form of fashion, a shirt in particular, because he has mentioned he's running low on some fun shirts he can wear to dinners and that kind of thing, I enlisted your help. Mr. Fashionista himself, the self-proclaimed outfit of the day master.
Yep.
You helped me pick a shirt online. I thought it was fun. I'll give you credit. I thought it was fun. It's a pale blue with little flamingos on it. I gave it to Brew for our anniversary over the weekend. And he said, what's this for? I said, what do you mean? It's your present. Don't you like it? I thought you could wear it to dinner tonight. He went, are they lint balls? I went, no, they're flamingos. He's like, oh, okay. It's all right. I think I'd wear it more to work than out. It's a bit businessy. I don't know how you recover from that, Tommy. So that's on you. Bad advice.
No. It's not on me. That's on him for being a bad boyfriend. It's a cool shirt.
No, he's not a bad boyfriend. He's honest.
Yeah, but there's also a difference between honest and being a bad boyfriend. You clearly went to a lot of effort. You even enlisted the help of a fashion expert What does he know about fashion anyway? Clearly my expertise is better than his. But that's poor on his behalf. He could have just been like, yeah, sure, babe, no worries, and worn it.
No, I would much rather it be honest. And Brew doesn't have a filter, so he couldn't have done that. It's not, he wasn't capable.
Yeah.
But we want to hear from you now. Did they hate the present? I just want to know. Make me feel better. Have you done this? Have you completely missed the mark? Someone you supposedly love and you know. And then he started that, Tommy. You don't even know me.
Oh.
You don't even know what I like. And I put it on you. I was like, actually, Tom doesn't know what you like because he picked this because I had no idea.
He ripped the Jax Jones out on you. You don't know me.
Don't act like you know me. I really don't.
Well, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Did you get given a present and pretend to like it?
Oh, there you go. Double barreled. Here we go. 13, 12, 16, we want to hear from you now. But right now we're talking, did you hate the gift? This comes after Tommy. You gave me some advice on a gift I should get for Brew for our anniversary. My boyfriend, we celebrated 3 years over the weekend. It was a shirt. It was from online. It was blue. It had little flamingos on it. And he hates it.
Well, that's because he's an idiot and he doesn't know fashion. I can't help that. If you want high fashion advice, you come to me. If he doesn't understand high fashion, I am not to blame.
That's on him, not on you, hey?
No, it's basically on you for choosing to come to me. If you wanted crap fashion advice, you should have gone to Boss Billy.
Fair. Well, maybe Brew would like his style more than he likes yours, because that's what we've taken out of this weekend. In Shepparton, Danny, did you hate the gift?
I did, yes. Look, I know we agreed not to get each other a present because we'd recently gone on a holiday, but he got me a keychain.
That's thoughtful.
For Christmas. For Christmas? That was your Christmas gift?
Yeah.
What was the keychain of?
It's just like a leather tassel.
Oh, that's nice. It means you remind him... No, I'm not going to say that.
It's from like a fancy... It's from a nice shop. I think it was an expensive keychain, but why?
But why? Great question.
Well, keys are what you have on you all the time and you'll always remember he loves you.
No, I hate it as well, Danny. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Coming up next, in case you missed it, yesterday was World Meat Free Day, and you might be surprised how much of an impact one meat free day actually has.
I'm not sure if you're keeping up with what the press gallery's up to, Jess, but their midwinter ball is this Wednesday.
Sorry, Tommy, what is the press gallery?
Don't ask me questions that you know I don't know the answer to.
No, I don't know. Is it people gallery? In the press?
No, the press gallery is like politicians and stuff. So it's actually an event that's billed as a premier social event on the national political calendar.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. So... for the Midwinter Ball, they have a charity auction to raise money for six charities, including Lifeline, the Stroke Foundation, and the Alana and Madeline Foundation. I'm going to run you some of the prizes they have up for grabs and that are currently available for bidding on eBay.
Anyone can bid.
Yeah.
And all the money goes towards the charity.
Correct.
Cool. I want to be part of the Midwinter Ball.
Okay. So the prize that's currently garnering the most money is $26,000. For an unforgettable night with Foreign Minister Julie Bishop.
Pardon? That's how they're selling it, an unforgettable night. I'm sorry, I don't think you can say that about the Foreign Minister.
Okay, this is what the package includes. Two Qantas business class seats to LA, two nights at the Intercontinental Hotel downtown, two tickets to the G'day USA Gala Ball, and a Warner Brothers studio tour with access to the set of whatever film or TV show is being shot at the time. So obviously get to hang out with Julie Bishop over in LA.
What? So Julie takes one of those business class seats?
I think it's you and a friend, but...
Julie will be there.
Julie will be over there at the G'day USA Ball, and you get to hang out with Julie Bishop over in LA, in Hollywood.
That's so bizarre.
Do you reckon if we pulled our money together...
No, we could not top 26,000, Tommy.
What about 26,200?
We're nearing payday, so talk to me in a couple of days, but right now, no.
Okay. Well, second on the list so far in terms of price is sitting at $9,200, and that's an afternoon tea with Malcolm Turnbull and a tour of the Prime Minister's official residence, the Lodge in Canberra. And that's, a distant second, $9,200 compared to Julie Bishop's $26,000.
Do you reckon Malcolm and Julie have been brought in on this? Or do you reckon someone behind the scenes has just organised it and then they're going to spring it on them? Oh, by the way, we auctioned you off, Malcolm, Mr. Prime Minister. You're having high tea with Julie from...
You could have picked any other name.
I could have picked any other name. I went with Julie. With Kate from wherever.
No, but I think they would have been, they would have known about it. Do you think Julie's getting stuck into Malcolm? Being like, mate, I'm like 13 grand more than you.
Absolutely. Classic Jules.
You know who Julie would really getting be stuck, really, do you know who Julie would really be getting stuck into? Bill Shorten and Tanya Plibersek.
Oh, no. Where are they sitting?
There's currently no takers for a quiet bottle of wine and a chat at Parliament House with Bill and Tanya.
What do you mean? It's currently sitting at $0.
I'm pretty sure it
Tommy,
is.
Tommy, this is where we pull our dollars. This Let's go is, $3.
Yeah, this is what I don't understand. Why you wouldn't want it? I don't know anything about politics, right? So I have no affiliation with Labor or Liberal or the Greens or anyone else for that matter. But why would you not? If it's like even $300, why would you not pay $300 to sit there, have a red wine with Bill Shorten and Tanya Plibersek? Imagine having Bill Shorten on your resume as one of your references.
I reckon we do this. Seriously, look into it.
Yeah.
Is there a minimum and how do we get in?
Okay, I'll go.
I've got $1.50 in my purse right now. I can contribute.
Well, bidding closes on Wednesday at 5 p.m. We normally get paid on Fridays. So maybe we can talk to our payroll people, see if they can
get
give
an
us-
advance.
Yeah. I'm going to get on this right now. I'm going to go on eBay and we'll keep you updated throughout the show.
Next week, high tea with bloody Bill Shorten.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
But right now, Tommy, in case you missed it, yesterday was World Meat Free Day.
I feel bad because I didn't know that existed.
Neither did I. I actually caught it on Channel 9 local news last night talking about the impacts that one day of going vegetarian or vegan can actually have on the world. So things
on
they
the
would,
world?
On the world. This is the thing, Tommy. So they're predicting that by 2050, the world's population will grow to 9 billion people. So it's about 30% more than we currently have.
Okay.
And we're constantly hearing things about how overpopulation is affecting everything, and that's going to be basically the doom of humanity.
So the fact that there's going to be more people, you're going to need 30% more food to come
exactly.
from somewhere.
Exactly. And our current consumption of meat in particular is already astronomical. So if you think about where we're headed, we're not going to be able to meet the demand. So World Meat Free Day is basically encouraging people to spend a day going vegetarian because of the impact that just one day going meat-free can have. So a rep from the Animal Justice Party said that if everyone didn't eat animals today, that's 150 million animals we could save just in one day.
Well, do we want to save them? Is it saving
well,
them for the
purpose
of... Well,
they're using the word save, but it's almost like today that's lessening the impact. And Channel okay. 9 went on to say other things about our carbon impact and this kind of thing. Tell me if this does anything to you.
It's estimated that if the entire Australian population tried just one meat-free meal, we'd save the carbon equivalent of the annual power use of almost 4,500 households, the land saving of 8,500 football fields, and the water equivalent of more than 1,500 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Because this is the thing, there is so much energy and all these other contributing factors that go into making just 1 kilo of beef. So if you spend one day going vegetarian, you save all those things just for the day.
But wouldn't they still be producing them anyway for you to buy tomorrow?
Eventually, but that's the thing. If you do one day, maybe you'll do another day, maybe you'll do another day, and overall we're reducing our intake. But see, your attitude right now, Tommy, this is what I wanted to talk about. It's kind of this disturbing thing of, well, I'm just one person. Is my impact really going to make a difference?
Mm.
It's like last week when we ran around talking to some local cafes about whether they'd implement a discount or an incentive for people to bring reusable keep cups. So many of the responses were, oh, you reckon just one cafe in Shepparton is going to make a difference to like landfill? Yes. People don't think that they're just one little person or one little business or one little cafe is going to have a far-reaching effect, but it has to start somewhere.
It does. And I think there's a lot of, you know, I'm quite uneducated on the topic, but there's a lot of health benefits as well to not eating meat every day.
Yep, absolutely. And you can look into it if you want, but I think it's first and foremost changing this attitude of I can't make a difference. One of my favourite Gandhi quotes, just to get a little bit philosophical on you here, Tommy, is in a gentle way, you can shake the world. And it's not about making these huge gestures and going down in history. It's just about changing your everyday or changing your attitude, changing your mindset. You can make a difference. So whether it's going one day meat free, whether it's bringing a reusable keep cup, I think we need to go forward with a different attitude and a different mindset of the impact we can have.
Yeah, and I think if you are one person who is doing that and your friends and family see you, you don't, I guess, think about the impact that you could have on other people just by you doing one small little gesture that you don't think is a big deal.
Absolutely. Let's check your roads.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Coming up after your 8:30 trending now, Tommy, you've got more in common with your Hollywood crush than I think even you know. So I'm pretty excited to share a revelation that I discovered over the weekend.
Ooh, yes.
Just to make your Tuesday a little bit brighter. But right now we want to hear from you on 13, 12, 16. We want to hear about the birthdays gone bad, specifically those kids' party disasters. We have got a jumping castle up for grabs.
A full-on, proper jumping castle.
There's no gimmick. This is no trick. An actual jumping castle that we want to kit out your kids' next birthday party with.
Yeah.
But you've got to give us something. You've got to tell us about those birthday parties that have gone bad in the past. There's a blog post going viral at the moment from kidspot.com, Tommy, and it's about all these parents venting of the birthdays gone bad. Things from wrong dates on the invitations. So people were rocking up two Saturdays, 2 weeks early. Another one that there was a pool party, but they had a dog and the dog was getting so excited he kept jumping on the kids in the pool.
Well, that's no good.
Couple of near drownings at that party. Another one, wild weather has kind of cursed one lady's daughter every year from a cyclone, a tornado. I mean, this may not be in Australia. A tornado? Do we have tornadoes here?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. And another one, this one's a classic, the clown that they'd hired just scared all the kids at a seventh birthday party.
Clowns always scare kids. My birthday gone bad, it's not actually mine, it was my sister's. Mum was carrying the cake outside and she tripped and dropped the cake. Yeah.
No cake.
And it was my sister's fifth birthday, so kids were still young enough to be super excited for the cake, and there were a few tears, but, you know, we persisted. But that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Birthday's gone bad. Give us a call.
We know planning a kid's birthday party can be difficult, and we know that they can be disaster prone. So we want to take some of the pressure off your kid's next party by hooking you up with a jumping castle. All week, we're putting you in the draw to win this awesome prize. And all you have to do is share your experiences of birthdays gone bad.
Jess, we put a post on our Facebook on Sunday. It's got a few comments. Head there now, hit Goulburn Valley, read some of them, get involved. Comment on it yourself. But this one, pardon the pun, I think takes the cake. I'd love to know what you think. This is from Delveen. My eldest son's fifth birthday last year was a disaster. The football cake I made for him turned out nothing like a football. I couldn't get the colour right, so it turned out pink. My two-year-old son accidentally gave one of the guests a blood nose during sack races, and it turns out he broke his nose. Then my husband gave the leftover cut-up fruit to our dogs. One of them almost didn't make it through the night, ended up with a twisted stomach in emergency surgery that night. He made it through but lost his spleen. This was all a week before our wedding. Oh, my goodness.
Kids' birthday parties. Oh, my God. They're disaster prone.
They're so scary.
They're hexed. They're cursed.
Yeah. We're trying to take some of that away from you by giving you a free jumping castle for your kid's next birthday.
Exactly. We're doing this all week, so get involved with our birthdays gone bad. Hit us up anytime, 13, 12, 16, and check out partytimejumpingcastles.com.au for their June specials.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Niall and his Slow Hands, Tommy's new favourite song on the playlist. Took you a while to get round to that one, didn't you?
Yeah, first time I heard it, I was like, I hate that song. And now it's my jam.
It's my jam. You are on the GB's Hit 96.9 with Jess and Tommy, doing it for Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding. Half-yearly sale on now. And Champy, I'm just going to make your day, okay? I know that your Hollywood crush is Mindy Kaling.
She's so beautiful and funny.
She's very funny. She's the star of The Mindy Project. You might remember her from the American version of The Office. She's set to star in Ocean's 8. But hey, you'll be forgiven if you don't know who she is. She's not a megastar.
No, she's not a huge star.
But Tommy, you find these people and you cling to them.
I do.
Like Glad Wrap. But I am currently reading Mindy's book, and there was a passage in it last night that I read and I thought, oh, this is why Tommy loves this woman. You and her have something in common. How you justify your junk food intake.
Okay.
All right, listen to this, because you are the master of spin and you can justify anything, and so can Mindy. So Mindy is talking about eating cake on set of her show, The Mindy Project. And she says, prop cake is the sweetest kind of cake because unlike regular cake, it has no calories because my character is eating it, not me. That's how it works.
Oh,
and I
Mindy.
Thought, Tommy would love that justification.
That's great. That is fantastic. My rules that I have when it comes to eating bad, because I do try and watch what I eat, and there is, you know, one day a week where I can eat anything I want, and that's my treat to myself. But outside those days, if I didn't pay for the food, that doesn't count.
So if there's pizza in the work fridge left over from, say, a function or
yep,
something,
I can have some.
That doesn't count. The calories don't count.
No, the calories definitely don't count, because if you're not spending your hard-earned cash on it, definitely doesn't count.
Very good.
And there are a couple of other things, like if you have food after midnight and you've been on a night out, calories don't count after
That's
midnight.
That's no man's land.
Yep.
Yep, yep.
And especially birthdays. Calories don't count on birthdays.
Do you mean your birthday or anyone's birthday?
Nope, anyone's birthday.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.